Welcome back to SwampSwami.com sports commentary and a little land yap for you too. Today, it's time to root for those hogs. In the year 2020, we could always use another feel-good story. Well, that's especially true in the sports scene this odd pandemic year. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to the Arkansas Razorbacks football team. The Razorbacks have been the sad sacks of the SEC for the past several years. With 2-10 records for the past two seasons, the Woo Pig Suey team from Fayetteville went 0 for SEC in those last few years, too. The Arkansas Razorbacks were so bad, how bad were they, that they have chewed up and spit out four coaches in the last 8 years. Remember John L. Smith? Well, he lasted one season in 2012, going 4-8. He was tossed overboard for former Wisconsin coach Brett Bielema. Though Bielema had a few years of moderate success, he was sent packing at the end of his fifth year in 2017 after a 4-8 campaign. And it got worse after that. Former SMU football coach Chad Morris took the reins in 2018. Morris had miraculously transformed the SMU Ponies into a winning team and was considered an offensive guru. Alas, 2 years of 2-10 football and 0 for the SEC chased Morris away from the hills. The University of Arkansas was at another crossroads with their football program. The university's football team had a long and proud history of winning more than they lost and competing for championships. The fans that fill Razorback Stadium in Fayetteville are among the most vocal fans in the SEC and the nation. Arkansas was a founding member of the Old Southwest Conference and participated in the league from 1915 until 1991. Now, during that span, the Hogs were the league champions 13 times, a perennial fixture in the Associated Press Top 25, and their 1964 team, which went 11-0, and 1977 team, which went 11-1, both finished their years in the top three. In 1992, though, the Arkansas Razorbacks took a big step up and joined the Southeastern Conference. More importantly, the Hogs were placed in the incredibly tough SEC Western Division. They now compete against the likes of Alabama, LSU, Auburn, Texas A&M, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss. Beginning in that year of 1992, the SEC has captured the college football national championships an incredible 14 times in 28 years. The SEC West, which is home to those Arkansas Razorbacks, has won 10 of those 14 championship trophies. There is no tougher division to play college football in the nation. Well, that means that Arkansas does not have the ability to rebuild slowly in order to have a competitive football season. This team has to face the football equivalents of Apollo Creed, Clubber Lang, and Ivan Drago on many Saturdays during the fall. So cue the Rocky music, because the 2020 Arkansas Razorbacks have climbed off the mat and they're fighting back once again. The team hired a career assistant coach by the name of Sam Pittman to be their next football coach last December. Now, Pittman played his own college football for a small school, the NAIA powerhouse Pittsburgh State in Kansas, from 1980 to 83. He earned All-American honors and was inducted to the school's Athletics Hall of Fame back in 1988. After a year as a graduate assistant with his alma mater, Pittman's lengthy coaching resume now includes 3 high school football teams, 1 junior college team, and then 11 more stops slowly ascending the ladder in major college football. From 2013 to 2015, Sam Pittman coached the offensive line for none other than the University of Arkansas. In 2016, the coach moved to the SEC East and the national contender University of Georgia Bulldogs. At all of his many career whistle stops, though, Coach Sam Pittman has been heralded as a terrific recruiter. Re-enter Arkansas. Once Sam Pittman was handed the coaching job in Arkansas back in December of last year, he went right back to work on the recruiting trail. Sure, he needed a lot of players, but he also needed a quality coaching staff. Odom, the former University of Missouri head coach from 2016 to 2019, is known for having tough defenses throughout his coaching career. Though Sam Pittman is an ace himself at offensive lines, he then added another young offensive coordinator named Kendall Briles. If that name sounds familiar, he's the son of former Baylor coach Art Briles. Well, the younger Briles also has a track record of improving offenses at Baylor, Houston, and Florida State. So next, Sam Pittman found a seasoned quarterback to run this new offense he had. Former Florida Gators starting quarterback Felipe Franks suffered a season-ending ankle injury last year in 2019. Then he watched his replacement, Kyle Trask, come off the bench and lead the Gators to a terrific year last year. Felipe Franks then decided to transfer and start over again. Well, guess who recruited him to come to Arkansas? Yep, it was Sam Pittman once again. Do you notice a trend here yet? Felipe Franks said that he decided to play ball in Fayetteville because, quote, how genuine everyone is. Sam Pittman's first recruiting class for 2020 was ranked number 30 in the country. For a team coming off back-to-back 2-10 seasons, that was a noteworthy accomplishment for the 58-year-old rookie head coach whose team plays in the Rock'em Sock'em SEC West. So Arkansas opened up their 2020 pandemic-shortened 10-game SEC schedule with a game against the new coach's former employer, the number 4-ranked Georgia Bulldogs. Now, Georgia won the game 37-10. But the Razorbacks actually led in this one 7-5 heading into halftime. So the team's belief in one another has taken a major step upward in just their opening game. Next, the Hogs went to Mississippi State in Week 2 and grabbed their first SEC win in 3 years with a 21-14 win over the Bulldogs in Starkville to even their record at 1-1. Then Arkansas traveled to nationally ranked Auburn and lost a game 30-28 on a highly controversial officiating call relating to the Auburn quarterback's improperly spiking the ball in the waning seconds of the game. Though many think that it should have been ruled a fumble, Auburn ended up kicking the winning field goal with 7 seconds left to take a 2-point win. In Arkansas's fourth game of the year Saturday in Fayetteville, the Hogs blasted Ole Miss 33-21 as the Arkansas defense came up with 7 turnovers in that game. With 3 interceptions in the game all by himself, a freshman, a walk-on, defensive back, Hudson the Hat Trick Clark, personifies this new can-do Arkansas team mentality. Though Arkansas is only 2-2 on the young season, the team has 2 more SEC wins than the previous 3 seasons combined. And sure, the Hogs still have to play Texas A&M, Tennessee, Florida, LSU, Missouri, and then end their season at Alabama. No! Arkansas is certain to take a few lumps along the way from here. For the Arkansas Razorbacks football faithful, though, it's time to proudly call the Hogs once again. Their new head football coach has this team on the rise in 2020. So if you're looking for a college football turnaround story, it's time to take a look at this year's Arkansas Razorbacks. Woo, pig suey indeed. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.